from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Woody, thank you so much. Tony Boselli, Hall of Fame tackle and part of the radio team for the Jags, joins us this morning as we get set for the Miami Dolphins and Jacksonville, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Tony, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. Looking forward to kicking off the NFL season tonight and pumped to get down to South Florida to watch the Dolphins and Jags go at it.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you know, there's just so many things that the teams actually have in common. Trevor Lawrence, new contract. Tua Tagovailoa, new contract. Both got off to great starts last year and didn't do well at the end of the year. I got to ask you about Trevor Lawrence. What's your read? 21 touchdowns, 14 picks. I know he's banged up a lot of the year. Heard his O-line wasn't very good. The receivers didn't play as well. What was your take on last year with Trevor Lawrence?
I mean, Trevor's got to be better than he was, but he's not the only factor in his play last year, I guess is the best way I'd say it, because I think what you outlined is all true. I mean, he had an offensive line that, if you look at all the rankings, pretty much ended up at the bottom of the pack last year. He got hit a bunch. They couldn't run the ball. And so it became very one-dimensional. And then he got beat up with all kinds of – he had a knee, an ankle, a shoulder. I mean, he had everything going on. And so I think a lot of that, you know, led to his numbers not being great. And then you add losing their best receiver in Christian Kirk halfway through the year. And they were 8-3. Kirk gets hurt. And they go, you know, on a lose 5-6 and end up not in the playoffs. So, a lot of factors. But at the end of the day, Joe, you know this: quarterbacks got to overcome that. The great ones do. I'm still a believer in Trevor Lawrence as a franchise quarterback, no doubt about it. I think it was the right thing to sign him to that deal. But he's got to go perform now.
Yeah, nope, it changes with that money. I know saying the same things about Tua down here. So Brian Thomas comes in, wide receiver, first-round pick out of LSU. You get Gabe Davis, who Dolphin fans know from the Buffalo Bills, and Christian Kirk back. Look pretty damn good with this group. How's Brian Thomas been through preseason?
You know, he's better at this point than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was just going to be a guy, you know, stretch the field, put pressure on the defense because he can absolutely just fly. But watching him progress through camp and preseason games, boy, I'm impressed with his route running. I mean, he really has got a grasp of the offense. His speed is dangerous, but the way he's ran routes, especially as he progressed through preseason, super impressed. And I think, you know, he's going to be the third option probably, maybe even the fourth, because the offense is going to go through Kirk and Evan Engram. And then they added Gabe Davis, which gives you a big vertical threat. And then now you have Thomas who can take the, you know, lid off of it. So I think their skill position guys are right up at the top of the league. They got two good backs in ETN. Bigsby, who had just an awful rookie year, had a great camp, looked really good. So they have a good two backs. We talked about Trevor. It's going to come down to this offensive line for the Jaguars offense. You know, can they hold up? They weren't very good last year. They were beat up a lot. The only change they made was bringing Mitch Morrison, which all the Dolphins fans will remember him from the being the center for the Bills. How does that group perform? If they can run the ball a little bit better and protect Trevor, I think this offense would be pretty good.
I told you we had a lot in common, because a lot of people wondering about the Miami Dolphins offensive line, especially inside as well. So, so you got Walker and Allen so good at pass rushers a year ago, 27.5 sacks between them. They look good, man. Looks like they hit pretty well in a couple of first-round picks there. How important is it going to be for those two guys to win some battles against those tackles and get to Tua quickly?
Well, I think they're going to be dangerous, because last year they had those 27.5 sacks. They were doing it out of in a 3-4. And so they were dropping into coverage quite a bit. This year they went to the 4-3, Ryan Nielsen coming in from the Falcons. They both put on, excuse me about the noise in the background, a little construction going on. But they're in the 4-3. Both of them put on about 10 pounds of muscle. Each are right in between 280, 285. They look great. They had great camps. And I think they're going to have even bigger years this year. So the question is, can they get some push on the interior of that defensive line, so that the quarterbacks can't step up and escape from those two good outside rushers? They added Eric Armstead, who's been out all of camp because he had offseason surgery. We'll get a first look at him against the Dolphins.
Hey, Tony, so I got to ask you, you know about our speed. You know, the speed is what this thing's built on, the two wide receivers. It looks like an Olympic track team. It's got a bunch of running backs that are probably two or three of the fastest in the league, and everything you've done. So what's the biggest thing for the Jags defense to slow down the Dolphins and especially the big plays that happen on the outside?
I think those big plays come off the running game. And I think Mike McDaniel is one of the best at being creative of get the run game going. And so I think it starts there. I mean, you got to shut down the run. Force the Dolphins to be one-dimensional, put them in long down and distance, force Tua to hold the ball a little bit, see if you can expose that offensive line. Because you know that there's nobody on the planet in the NFL that can run with Tyreek Hill. I mean, so you got to put some more over the top of him and then hope you can hold up against Waddle, because they have so much speed. But if they get the run game going, they're almost impossible to stop. No, Joe, you've seen the man. He's not human. I mean, Calais Campbell, first of all, he's one of my favorite human beings ever. Love him. Colorado kid. I'm a Colorado kid. Just, I mean, great person off the field. And just a mountain of a man, and he's taking care of his body. And yeah, he's not going to give you probably 40, 50 snaps a game, but he's going to give you 25 to 30 where he's going to be a problem. And it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I wish we would have signed him. We had a chance to try to bring him back a couple years ago. He went to Atlanta instead, because I still think he's a productive player, and he can splash and make things really difficult for you. Just not at the same rate or volume that he did as a younger guy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, play calling is, it doesn't sound like the fans go, oh, so what? Who calls the plays? The head coach going to call them, or the offensive coordinator? How do you see it coming down, and who will have finals on this play calling?
I will tell you the same thing I've told every one of our fans. Stop worrying about it. Who cares?
Yeah.
2 years ago when they won the division, nobody knew who was calling plays. And then we find out that half the time it was press, half the time it was Doug. At the end of the day, they decide and they go through it. They build the game plan together. They build the call sheet together. And then they go into the game and figure it out. I mean, they have a, however they do it. The big mistake they made was last year at the beginning of the season – they made this big announcement that press is now going to call plays. And all of a sudden, he's under the microscope.
Right. That they changes.
Injuries. Yep. I mean, it changes everything. It's like, yes. Like, who cares? I think Press Taylor is a hell of a coach. And I think Doug Peterson's a hell of a coach. They're both good play callers. They're both good offensive minds. I don't really care who calls it because at the end of the day, and Joe, this is coming from a player, it's not about the X's and O's. It's about the Jimmys and Joes.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. Hey, so I got to ask you, I saw you on with Pete Prisco, who just makes me laugh, and I just love when you bust his chops. We've known Pete.
Yeah.
He comes on the lawn down here. We call him the specialist for Jacksonville and for the Miami living down here and stuff. So I got to ask you, you put him on the spot with wins and losses. So what are your thoughts on how good this Jacksonville team? You're in a – it looks like a really tough division. Texans kind of had a break out there. What are your thoughts on how good the Jags can be?
Yeah, I think the division's good. I mean, the Texans, everyone saw what they can do with C.J. Stroud, and they added some veteran depth in the offseason to free agency. I think the Colts are going to be better than anyone thinks. I'm a big Shane Steichen fan as far as putting his quarterback – in great positions to have success. You saw him with Herbert when he was with the Chargers. He did it with Jalen Hurts at Philly. And I think he'll, if he can keep Anthony Richardson healthy, I think he'll get them going. And I have the utmost respect for Gus Bradley as their defense coordinator. They added that great pass rusher out of UCLA. So I think it's a tough division. The first seven, I think the first 7 or 9 games for the Jags, I think they're playing all playoffs. 7 of those are playoff teams from last year. And so they got to get through the first half. And if they do that and they're in a good position, I think this is a 10 to 11 win team. And I think they'll be right there between them and the Texans at the end of the year for the division. But I think both make the playoffs.
You know, it's funny you said that because I think, and most people think Dolphins can win 10 or 11 games with the Jets. And then once again, the Bills are still here to deal with. But if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, I think we're in for a great game, Tony. I really do, man. I'm looking forward to it. And I really appreciate you coming on.
Well, I'd much rather be playing you guys in December based on the last couple of years.
You're a bad man, Tony. Well, you might as well throw January in there, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you guys like to start fast. You get that track team going. It's a nightmare. So I'm looking forward to it. Listen, I love I can't wait. I think there'll be two teams that are both have playoff aspirations. I think both we'll have a great chance to be there at the end of the year. And you know this, Joe. Opening day, crazy yeah. stuff happens. It's not always an indicator of what's going to happen the rest of the year, but it's sure fun to watch.
You know, the other thing is, Tony, I lied to you. I thought we were going to let you go. Nobody's got a perfect team. Nobody's going, we're stacked across the board. We're loaded up like Alabama or something. It's everybody's going to have some weaknesses and need development or some guys to play at their highest level, right, to get through.
No, that's it. And this is what I tell everybody. The way the league has moved and how they treat offseason and how they treat preseason, you really don't know what these teams are until the end of September. Because how many reps do they get? They don't get very many reps in practice. Right. No more two-a-days. They don't get reps in preseason games because nobody plays their starters very much. Maybe a series or two here or there. And then ultimately, you roll out the ball September opening day. I don't think anyone knows what they got, including the coaches exactly. And so we find out first, 3 to 4 weeks of the season, kind of sort things out, and then we'll find out who's a good football team and who's not. But you're right. They all have warts. They all have things that they need to, overcome. And that's the beauty of the NFL. Yeah. It's wide open every season.
Tony, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. I'll see you in a couple of days down here.
All right, Joe. See you down there.
All right. Tony Boselli from Jags Radio Analyst and, of course, Hall of Fame tackle as well, and one of the really, really good ones out of USC. We've got more stuff to get to here, man. That was just a little teaser for you on the team. Did you hear that? Even he's talking about, I wish we were playing you in December. It just, word travels, man. No, we're going to have to live with it all year long, right? All right, we wish we were playing you in December and January. That's the time. I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Hey, Eric, thank you, man. Thank you for getting out there quickly. Take care of my air conditioning problems like you guys always do. And, yeah, it's not just me. It's everybody. It's about great service. I always tell everybody this because I've been with Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing for, they've been around for 35 years, probably 32 or 33. And Big Daddy Lenny and I were tighter than wet spaghetti, man. And so I know how he works 7 days a week. And it was always about service for this guy. And Eric's the same way. Still family-owned, but the guys are all still there, Mike Chippy, all the rest of them, and they want to let you know any kind of air conditioning problem, any kind of plumbing problem, that's the business they're in, man. 7 days a week, trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road, the best trained and certified technicians as well as licensed and experienced plumbers, the best in the business to take care of any kind of problem you have. And if you need a new air conditioning unit or you need a new water heater, we're the water heater kings of South Florida. We're the air conditioning kings of South Florida. We have a warehouse full of all different sizes to fit perfectly for your home, your rental property, your business. We got them all for you, man. There's nothing they don't miss. When you talk about this company and 7 days a week and 135 trucks on the road, 35 years of experience, it doesn't get any better. Same-day installation is always the goal. Financing plans are always there. If you have any kind of plumbing problem, the plumbing part, again, just as good as the air conditioning group. They're damn good at what they do. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER, any kind of problem. Say, Joe Rose said to give you guys a call. I'm a really good friend of Joe's. Family-owned and operated. Eric, Mike Chippy, and all the rest of them ready to take care of you at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.